And I hate to say it, but she's right. I'm not finna get emotional over this stuff. I'm just finna tell what I need to tell, and then I'm gonna leave this alone because I don't want misinformation going out to other people so that other kids can use his platform to demean and hurt their parents. Like, this stuff is cool. This is not cool. This is not him healing, y'all. This is not him going the course so he can get over it and deal with his trauma. That's not what's happening here. He's not even talking to you about the real trauma that the boy experienced or why he was sent away from my house. He's not telling y'all none of the truth. He's not telling y'all anything that he did as a kid. He's just telling you a troll version, exaggerated perspective of what he's saying is happening. You guys are eating this shit up. Eating it up. It don't make sense. Y'all gotta use y'all heads or ask more questions before you go and terrorize and fuck up people's houses. I don't fuck with my kids. I stay to myself. I minds my business completely. That's why you all don't know who I am. You can't find me. You can't find anything I was in. You have no evidence of anything this boy is saying is true. Yet y'all are riding this out and you are antagonizing and harassing other women. Talking about you're the mom. You're the mom. Y'all going around like, who's the daddy? I the mama. I the mama. It's me. But y'all got folks putting death threats in the comments over this because y'all just listening to one side of the story. Make it make sense. Even like comprehension is everything. And I notice in this country, we don't have that. If you listen to his story and you go through the videos, he literally contradicts himself. Y'all heard celebrities' names and y'all just took the fuck off with it. That's crazy to me. That's crazy. This stuff don't even make sense. The stuff he's saying about these celebrities is less than, it don't even make sense. But y'all taking off with it. So I can't remember every single thing he said. What I will say before I get into this is I can be petty and I can have dark humor, which can come off as me throwing shade. And I'm not trying to do, it's just the way I talk and the way I am. I'm not trying to throw my son under the bus or anybody under the bus for that matter. I am trying to prevent this being used as a tool to validate others who thinks it's okay to disrespect and hurt your mother who actually took care of you and was there for you through thick and goddamn thin, regardless of the abuse you gave her. So this, I don't want this to continue, and I don't want my reputation to continue to be dragged through the mud with other people's names involved who have families and wives and grandchildren now. This was so long ago. This don't even need to be brought up type. I don't understand. Literally, he's talking about his mom's pussy and what she does with it and what he thinks she did with it. So let's get into this. What's the first thing he said? Okay, let me address the thing about his father. I never told my son that his father was touched by any man, by his grandmother's people, ever. Never happened. I'm telling my child's father right now, never told that nigga that. I don't know why the fuck he decided to say some shit like that, because if you had actually went through some shit like that ain't something you tell the world. So y'all gotta think when y'all looking at this type of person. He's in pain. He wants other people to be in pain. The people that he's putting down are the people he wants to be closest to right now. So I'm telling my child's father, that wasn't me. I didn't tell him nothing like that. I know your story, and I know what happened to you. And I'm not finna tell y'all on here what happened, because I don't gotta give you details. This man know, and if he wanna get on here and tell y'all what happened to him, he can. But I don't know nothing about my child's father being touched on or treated anyway, in that capacity, as in molestation or rape, by any of his mother's men or people or anybody. I don't know nothing about that. Never said that. That is not something that, if it was true, that should even be put out there. So we're gonna nip that in the bud right now. The comment about Bow Wow is so crazy that I can't even wrap my mind around how he took a beautiful moment and basically said, I took my kids to a dick appointment. Think about that. Make it make sense, y'all. Who needs to take three kids to a Chick-fil-A, though, dick appointment, and fuck a celebrity in what, the driveway, he said, or the parking lot or something? What did he say? And y'all running off with this shit? Why? That makes zero fucking sense. You do remember the video where he said that he was left alone all the time and they didn't have anything and they was mistreated and all that. So if I was that type of woman, why would I take them to a dick appointment? And why was my dick appointment at Chick-fil-A? And why did I need another man involved to screen my kids while I was at my dick appointment at the Chick-fil-A, which is a Christian place, and I'm sitting there in the driveway or the drive-thru or the parking lot? I don't know. And fucking? Make that make sense. Y'all got to have better common sense than that for y'all over 30. This is what's wrong with this country. I cannot wait to leave North America. I am out of this bitch. This is what's wrong with this country and y'all in it. Education is so low here and comprehension is nothing, it seems like. Y'all need to read more and you need to fucking get out your heads and get out of this lack of accountability shit and trying to use other people's stories and stuff to make your story validated and make you feel like this or get you clout, because make it make sense. What mother would do that? Even the worst mother, why would you choose to bring your kids to a dick appointment at Chick-fil-A? But y'all got it all figured out, right? So this is what actually happened. I used to model. I didn't know modeling meant hoeing. I've been modeling since I was 2. I've been in beauty pageants. I've been in commercials. I've been in magazines. I've been in all teen types of things. I've been in all types of teen runways, worked for Sears, worked for JCPenney's, worked for a whole bunch of lines that had teen stuff when I was a young girl and a little girl. Did all types of pageant. Won Miss Michigan 3, third place, by the way. Third place and fifth place. So I don't know at what point hoeing was equal to modeling, but I use modeling as a side hustle to get extra money because I have a lot of kids. I have 3 kids. Had 3 kids. Got pregnant at 17. I had the third one by 22. You do the fucking math. It's 9 months to be pregnant, so do the math. So I was in the entertainment world when I came to Atlanta. I started up modeling as soon as I got here because it was extra money to bring in outside of my corporate business. So why wouldn't I model? Why wouldn't I go and do certain things? So I did some work with them, with Bow Wow and Cleo. And one day they ended up talking to me on the webcam and they saw I had some badass kids in the background. As I'm trying to discipline my sons and tell them to chill the fuck out, because my sons were very disrespectful from birth. I birthed hell spawns. They've always thought they could control me. They always thought they could dictate what I do. They always thought they could tell men or different people who can be around, who can't be around. They literally did not have respect for me because their fathers didn't have respect for me. So when Bow Wow saw that, they didn't like that. And at this time, Bow Wow was a kid. I'm much older than him. So him and Cleo was like, well, we can't have that. We need to talk to these little niggas. Like, we need to do some mentoring. And I'm thinking, okay, this is cool. You got these young African-American males trying to mentor these young African-American boys. Hey, why not? This should be influential. Maybe this will change them around so they ain't so crazy. Because at this point in time, my sons don't know how to act. So they get chopped in the throat a lot. Maybe that's child abuse, but that's what I did. They used to get chopped right here. Because they talk too much. They say stuff and they come back from visiting their dads, acting like wild animals. And they don't know how to sit down. They don't know how to respect people. They don't know how to have manners. They're throwing stuff on the floor. They don't know how to act. They don't know how to talk to people, participate as children when grown folks are around. So you have to retrain them every time they come back from their dad's house. It didn't matter if they was gone for a short time or for the summer. They always had to be retrained. So at this time, the kids had just got back. So they're seeing this in real time. And they said, well, look, we want to meet up with you. And I didn't let niggas. I just got to Atlanta. Wasn't nobody finna come see the house that I lived at where my kids lay their head. That wasn't safe. I already had issues with that in Michigan. So he said, Bow Wow says, let's go ahead and meet up at Chick-fil-A. I didn't know what Chick-fil-A was. I didn't even know what a Chick-fil-A is to say that I set up a dick appointment. I just got here. We had never heard of Chick-fil-A. We were talking about 2006, y'all. This was 20 years ago. This was literally 20 years ago, and we're talking about something from that long ago. So no, I didn't know enough to set no dick appointments up, and I didn't know what a fucking Chick-fil-A was, especially a Christian location. Who fucking in there? So we met up at the Chick-fil-A. My daughter was with me. Both of my sons were with me. Cleo and Bow Wow pulled up. They bought the kids some food. They got them some ice cream. They had some little stuff with it, and then they had a talk. They was motivating them. They was talking inspirational. They was talking to them in a way that, you know, older men are supposed to talk to young boys and get them right, because they knew I was working hard. They knew I was on these sets. They knew what I was doing. So how did they take this beautiful moment and turn it into this ugliness for clout? Like, that's crazy. And this man has a family. Both of these men have families and kids. And you want them to think that they was on that type of time, that they would be around a woman who would fuck them in a car in the parking lot while another man was basically playing